The Bilateral Banking System, July 10, 2021, by Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. Just as we lost a third of our intended governmental structure in the wake of the Civil War, we lost half of our banking structure, too. Imagine that. Most of the international trade banks, which had dominated the banking world for centuries, shut down, and quietly, over the ensuing decades, more and more of them closed their doors. The rapid initial strike against the trade banks and then, the gradual demise of the remainder, was caused by a dirty military and political alliance that realized that commercial banks, once set free of the moral conscience of the public law, would be able to do things, mostly coercive and dishonest, but highly profitable, that the international trade banks could never do. Commercial banks which function under global commercial law predating the Christian era can get away with whatever they can get away with, even things that are patently illegal, unlawful, immoral and reprehensible, like the securitization of living flesh, and palming off private debts of public vendors as mortgages, and impersonating living people as corporations, persons. Just to name a few. Public bankruptcy fraud schemes, special purpose vehicle bonds, you name it. If the commercial banks are allowed to get away with it, they will. Beginning in 1865 in America, the commercial banks had a smorgasbord of incredible opportunities that were only expedited by the innocence, gullibility, and honesty of their American victims. First, they had the public lands and Negro citizenship scams, culminating in the first great public bankruptcy scam in 1906-07. Next, they hit the jackpot with FDR, and his consecration of the municipal citizenry as slaves, securitized as persons, and bought and sold via clearinghouse certificates. This was followed by an even more lucrative public bankruptcy scam in 1933-34, and the Second World War, which the same Americans were tapped to pay for, under the Marshall Plan. Americans never really learned to deal with the commercial banks, because they still believed that they were dealing with international trade banks, which are obligated to function under the public law. The game, the rules, the identities, the forms of law, everything was changed, but nobody bothered to tell the American people, which left them helpless, confused, and tattooed with a target on their backs. All this fraud, all this criminality, all the illegal and unlawful confiscation of earnings and property assets, all the graft, all the political corruption was fueled and funneled and whipped into a frenzy by the commercial banks, and they were allowed to do this, because the original bilateral banking system was largely destroyed 160 years ago by the Bank of England, the Bank of Scotland, and their sister banks in France, together with their insurance company allies, all serving to co-opt the American military and politicians of the Belle Epoque era. The men who did this to us are all long dead. The sins of the forefathers have indeed stretched to the third and fourth generation. We are left with the wreckage of a world economy devastated by the ravages of commercial banks and with genocide perpetuated by these same banks and insurance companies against their priority creditors, the Brits and the hapless, clueless, innocent Americans. It was the Jews and Germans a last time. Before that, the French and Spanish. The most succinct explanation was offered by a cartoon made in 1930 describing the current situation, quote, "The people who own your banks own your hospitals, too. We might add that, thanks to bilking you for six generations, they own all the big tech and big media corporations, too. So, what to do while we are dying? Obviously, warn the Chinese that they are next. And, revive the bilateral bank system, that our forefathers mandated, and which could have saved us all from the miseries of World War I, World War II, and the purposeful genocide now in progress in America and Britain and throughout the former Commonwealth. And, dream of a world completely free of these evils forevermore." See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.